Good morning. My guest this morning is Assistant Chief James Williams from the Sonoma County Fire and Emergency Services. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us today.
Oh, we need you. We need you badly, particularly today. Nothing's on fire here, but it could be soon. We're really here to find out about 4th of July fireworks, where they are, how you're supposed to be there, what you're supposed to do and not do.
Well, the first thing I'd like to tell people is that although we're celebrating the independence of America, which is a great event, fires can be quite devastating, as evidenced by the Valley Fire last year in Lake County and the fires that are currently burning in Southern California. And so we want to do everything that we can to prevent them. In terms of fireworks, just so that our community knows, within the unincorporated portions of the county, fireworks are illegal. And so they should not be used. And in many areas throughout the county, there is vegetation that is dry and overgrown, which creates an extreme fire hazard. And so we want to ensure that in the unincorporated portions of the county, residents don't utilize fireworks at all. In terms of organized displays, there are several that will be going on throughout the county. And individuals can go to the website or look at using Google, type in fireworks events in Sonoma County, and various websites will come up that will outline those locations.
Okay. What's sort of first on the list? Is there a kind of a major fireworks display that is the biggest or the most spectacular or likely to be attended by the most people?
Well, there are two that come to mind that are quite large and are available to the public. They're all available to the public. The first being in Sebastopol. A big display there in the city, as well as the Monterio area of the county. There'll be a big display there on the river, and they're expecting over 1,000 in attendance at that location. Additionally, there are some cities within the county that allow the use of safe and sane fireworks in designated areas in the city. And for information on those, I would encourage the community to contact the individual city that they live in to find out what is permissible in that given local jurisdiction.
These, I assume, are fireworks that, although they have some degree of being spectacular, they're not dangerous. They're not firing flame off into the woods and so forth.
Well, one thing we want to remind people is that all fireworks have some degree of danger, but safe and sane are designed to not elevate and are designed to be less impact than what you find with illegal fireworks that have higher contents of the various illegal substances that can cause detonation. And so, you know, many communities utilize it as a fundraiser for the Kiwanis clubs and other community service groups, which is a great fundraiser for that local community. It does a lot for the community. But again, call that local city to find out what their regulations are in particular, and they may even have designated locations in the city that they want you to use safe and sane fireworks.
And I would assume that if you try to start your own fireworks show with some stuff you bought in Chinatown in San Francisco last month, that you're going to get nabbed and you may be arrested.
That possibility does exist, that law enforcement will enforce those regulations, which are on the books. And again, that's why we encourage people to not use illegal fireworks. We encourage them to view designated, organized pyrotechnics displays. And we also encourage them, if they're going to use safe and sane in the community they live, that they first check with the community to make sure it's permissible and what the proper location is to utilize those fireworks.
But you have available for the public at large really all the rules to both viewing and attending fireworks displays, I assume.
Yes, you will be able, again, to identify that based on the Fire and Emergency Services website. There is an area that outlines fireworks requirements, but that is typically for professional pyrotechnics displays. And then in terms of whatever community you live in, again, we encourage you to contact that city to find out what their specific regulations are to ensure that everyone is safe on this 4th of July.
Chief, where are you going to be on the great night?
Well, on the great night, I'll probably be at one of the organized displays, either in Sebastopol or Monterio.
I take it that firemen get to enjoy fireworks just like anyone else.
We all share in America's independence and the great celebrations that go on each year.
Excellent. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And folks out there online, it's Sonoma County Fire and Emergency Services. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.